On the day I spoke with Archbishop Supich, Chicago was still reeling from the release of a police video showing a city officer shooting Laquan McDonald, a 17-year-old suspect, 16 times. The city is ending a bloody year with more than 400 gun homicides and over 2,700 shootings, including the death of a 9-year-old last fall who was killed execution style by suspected gang members. Supich had recently assembled an interfaith service of healing. He says church leaders have a major role to play in not only curbing street violence, but also fighting for stricter gun control laws to prevent the kinds of mass shootings that have become all too common in the U.S.
I think people of faith and leaders of faith do have something to offer in this very critical time. We need to build a sense of solidarity. We can't let this moment divide us even further. So I believe that not only I, as the leader of the Catholic Church, but all of the people who belong to the interfaith leadership community, we need to come together in a way that is going to be part of the process of healing. First of all, to really realize that it's beyond our scope, beyond our strength. We need, first of all, divine help. But we also need to make sure that we tap into the better instincts of people.
Is there some message of hope that you want to give people?
Since we all felt very crushed by the death of any of these young people who have been killed, whether it's the 9 years older you talked about or a young man who was shot by a policeman, all of these deaths really do bring us together in the sense of mourning in a common way. So I think just the mere fact that we all know deep down that we can do better is a very hopeful sign. I think it shows that there's great, not only sadness, but disappointment that there's so much good that happens in the city that this seems to cloud it over, at least in the national understanding of who we are. And the energy of wanting to do better, of coming together to try to do better, and fix these very difficult moments, I think is hope for me. I can tell you this, talking to people, everyone says we can do better and we should do better.
Now, you've been speaking out publicly and very forcefully about the need for stricter gun control in this country. What role do you see specifically for the Catholic bishops?
Well, I think that we have an opportunity right now as we look at these very terrible crimes that are committed, not just by gangs in the streets, but also by those who want to visit terrorism in our society, as we had in San Bernardino, that access to these heavy and high-powered weapons, which really can only be used to create havoc and mass destruction, need to be banned, need to be regulated. My hope would be that as a nation, not just as the city of Chicago or Cook County or the state of Illinois, but as a nation, we would say that we don't need these kinds of weapons in the hands of people in a way that's totally unregulated. That we really don't need to have these guns at all. The Catholic Church, I think, can be a voice for that. But again, I would want to make sure that we speak to other faith leaders because we're just one portion of the population.
So you're talking about a ban on assault weapons for sale in ordinary retail stores.
Right. We do have a ban here in Cook County, but of course we live in an environment where those guns can come into Cook County because of the kind of regulation isn't statewide, nor is it nationwide. So this is a national problem. It is not just a problem, not just a challenge for us here in Chicago.
What other specific changes would you like to see?
Sometimes these various gun shows and fairs that people have, the lack of scrutiny in terms of background checks is something that needs to be tightened up. There was a debate about in the U.S. Congress about whether or not people who are on no-fly list would be able to buy these kind of assault weapons and guns. I think that we have to be able to have an integrated approach to national security that makes sure that we really do keep these kinds of guns out of the hands of people who want to do us harm. So my hope would be that we would make sure that all of the security measures that we have in this country are working together.
Are you hoping to encourage Catholics to focus attention on curbing gun violence as a major issue in the upcoming presidential election?
Well, no, I don't want to go beyond, for instance, the scope of what the bishops have put together in faithful citizenship. I think that we need a balance of all of the various issues that are important, and we've outlined those in faithful citizenship. I think this is a pro-life issue and is should be front and center with all of the others.
I want to pick up on faithful citizenship because you're referring to a sort of voting guide for Catholics that the bishops issued called Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, a kind of moral compass for voting. Basically, there is one paragraph in there now about curbing violence, paragraph 84, but there are a number of paragraphs, not to mention references in the document to the church's opposition to abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage. And in the listing of issues of concern, abortion and the definition of marriage are at the top of the list, and wars, terror, and violence as a combined topic is at the end. What does that signal? Does that signal you face an uphill battle in getting your fellow bishops to sign on with gun control as a major issue?
Well, I think that we are seeing a evolution of that document. As you know, there was a very heartfelt debate on the floor when this document was presented, and the point was made that the committee, which was tasked with updating this document for this year, was asked to go back to the original one in 2007. And that was the platform that they used to develop this this document for this year. And I think what's important to keep in mind is that it did not have the opportunity, as Bishop McElroy from San Diego noted, to really be an opportunity to take the full teaching magisterium of Pope Francis into account as we move forward. I think they were probably too pressed, but also the bishops tasked that committee with looking at what was done in 2007 as a platform. I agree with Bishop McElroy that it was a mistake for us to go in that direction because it limited us in talking about these other issues in a more ample way. So I think that in the next time we write this document, we're going to start all over, which I think will allow us to address the kinds of issues you've raised here.
So is the bottom line that we will be hearing more from the Catholic bishops specifically about gun control, given what's been happening in our country and all over the world?
I think the bishops are going to be ready to speak about violence in society. And of course, we also are aware that violence is being done every day as the lives of children are taken in the womb. That's a very violent act. If anybody has ever seen the result of and the process of aborting a child, let's be very clear. That is an act of violence, an act of violence against an innocent human life that is vulnerable, that can't protect itself. So I think that we have to keep that in mind here, too.
What I'm wondering is whether we're going to hear as much about violence in our streets and curbing that as we have heard about abortion, euthanasia as pro-life issues.
Yes, I've always tried to take a balanced approach to make sure that we do include all of these various issues in a balanced way. So my hope would be that, in answer to your question, yes, my hope is that we would continue to reflect that balance. But I do think that we have enough in there for all of us to make a determination of what issue needs to now be raised to the forefront, given the dialogue that will take place during the election.
Well, you certainly have highlighted this issue, and I'm wondering what has been the response from your fellow bishops? Are you getting a great deal of support?
A number of them have mentioned to me that they favor the editorial that I wrote. I think that there is real sensitivity. The bishops do feel strongly about the taking of innocent human life, whether it's in the womb or in the streets. And so I think that they would be very supportive.
What can ordinary Catholics in the pew do about addressing this serious problem of gun violence?
The violence is not just in terms of street violence of gangs, but it's also now with terrorism and the way that we handle disputes and so on. So I think there are a number of things. For instance, with regard to terrorism, for us to be more vigilant and aware that there are people sometimes living in our midst, unknown to us, whose activities might be such that draw suspicion, and we should be vigilant and cooperate with law enforcement to protect ourselves. The other is that the same is true with gang violence, that if they are known to us that they, in fact, are going to do harm, or if we have information to cooperate with the authorities. We can all have a part to play in all of this if we just work together to curb that violence and realize that we're going to be better off when we cooperate with law enforcement.
And just to go back for a moment to the issue of guns and gun control, in 2012, Catholics in some dioceses heard from the pulpit or read in their Sunday bulletins that their bishops considered the Republican Party platform to be more in line with Catholic teaching than the Democratic Party platform. And yet, that platform was decidedly on the side of making it easier to purchase guns, more liberal gun laws. How do you reconcile that with what you are saying needs to happen now?
Well, first of all, I don't know of any bishop who has ever said that. I think that faithful citizenship was designed, and the full intention of it was to make sure that it wasn't partisan, that we spoke about issues. So I don't think that it is wise for us to take a partisan position with regard to the election coming forward. I think we should talk about issues. We shouldn't make it personal. And the object of faithful citizenship is to form consciences, to get help people be informed about the issues, but also to let them reflect on the teachings of the church and how they should form their conscience. For every person who goes into the voting booth, it's like going into the confessional. They have to own the decisions and what they're doing in both of those boxes, as we say, with the voting booth or the confessional box. That's the object of faithful citizenship. It's not for us to pronounce on what party is more in line with the teaching of the church.
The heightened rhetoric by some public officials and candidates, even some of our citizens, about letting Muslims into the country, how we should view Muslim citizens here in the United States or around the world. Do you have a message for Catholics about that issue?
The Church's teaching with regard to our Muslim brothers and sisters is very clear in the Second Vatican Council. We see them as brothers and sisters. I was pleased that the Bishops' Conference made this a religious freedom issue, to take a whole class of people because they belong to a religion and say they should not come into our country is a strike against religious freedom. It's penalizing people simply because of their religious affiliation. And that is a right. Freedom of religion is guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights. So we have to really make sure we put this in context. This is totally un-American. So it's for me, this is a religious freedom issue.
What can you say also to Catholics who may be in a terrible state of fear or confused about what to think after the two attacks this past year in Paris, the San Bernardino assault?
I think, first of all, let's acknowledge the fear. It's real. People are upset and fearful when something unexpected happens. But I do think we have to keep in mind here that what we're talking here about is ISIS. ISIS is not ideological in the sense of wanting to promote a particular faith or religion. Their motive is just to wreak havoc. They are soliciting people, mainly through the internet, who are in different countries, to create violence in society. We need to make sure that we build a society in which we begin to trust one another. ISIS wants us to be divided. ISIS wants us to be afraid. America should not let ISIS win. We should not neither be afraid nor divided.
Blaise Supich is the Archbishop of Chicago. He is also the lead bishop for the state of Illinois. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Judy, and Merry Christmas to all of you.